be with you this morning. Please turn to Proverbs chapter 15 for our exhortation and confession of sin. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8 is the verse we'll look at this morning. Proverbs 15, verse 8. It says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." This is the word of God. Now, in this proverb, we see that there is something in common here between these two groups. The wicked and the upright are both worshiping. That is to say, they're both rendering outward acts of worship to the Lord. Prayer and sacrifice are both outward acts of worship. And so the proverb is not contrasting prayer and sacrifice. Rather, it's contrasting the upright and the wicked, and how the Lord sees the upright and the wicked. Now, here's the contrast, because there is somewhat of a difference between prayer and sacrifice in the Old Testament. If we think about Old Testament context here, sacrifice would have been offering up of some kind to the Lord, and then there would have been prayer as well. So here's the contrast. Sacrifice, which is more costly externally speaking than prayer, is nevertheless an abomination before the Lord when offered by the wicked. Prayer, which is the first and most basic act of worship, and more easily rendered than sacrifice, is a delight to God when offered by the upright. And so it's not merely a matter of the outward act of worship. What this proverb is telling us, brothers and sisters, is that the Lord looks upon the heart. He knows us, and he is looking at us more than what we are bringing to him. What we bring to him is important as well, but what is most fundamental is us, the worshiper, rather than merely the act of worship itself. So who are these two groups, the wicked and the upright? And I'll describe them for you based on what the rest of the Word of God tells us about the wicked and the righteous. The wicked are those who enjoy no true relationship with the Lord. Their daily actions are sinful. They live in rebellion against God and His commandments. They don't love God, they love themselves. But apparently, despite the fact that they don't really love God, they will still come and offer acts of worship before the Lord. Perhaps they come because they think they can gain some favor from God. Perhaps they come to worship to gain the praise of others, to be seen by others. That's what Jesus describes that the Pharisees did. They fasted, they tithed, because they wanted to be seen by men. That's the wicked. A very similar proverb is Proverbs 28, verse 9, where it says, "One who turns his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." So that's the wicked. What about the upright or the righteous? The upright are the second group. They love God. They love his commandments. They live humble lives of faith and repentance. They walk with God. They bring their prayers and sacrifices with a heart of love, with sincerity, with faith. And it is this group that the Lord loves to receive. He loves to hear their prayers. He loves to receive their sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. He dwells with the humble and the contrite. Now, I don't want to misunderstand this proverb to think that outward acts of worship are totally unimportant, because the Word of God does tell us that there's a right way to worship God and a wrong way to worship God externally. It is important that we consider whether our worship is according to the Word of God. But what is most fundamental is the heart. That's the most fundamental. You recall when Samuel came to examine the sons of Jesse, he was looking for the big, strong, tough guy to be the next king. And then the Lord told Samuel, "Do not judge by outward, judge inwardly." And he says, the Lord looks upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Because the Lord looks at our hearts, brothers and sisters, as we come to worship, this should drive us to self-examination. The Lord knows us better than we know ourselves. And so as we come to confess our sins each morning here on every Lord's Day, and every morning that you appear before the Lord in private prayer, we need to be open. We need to be honest. He knows us. There's no hiding from him the sins that are clearly there. And so we need to have that openness. And so I want to give you 2 points of examination this morning as you confess your sins to the Lord in light of this proverb. First, am I bringing my prayers today and my sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving today in ignoring the big sin that must be addressed? Am I ignoring what is most important to deal with right now? Because the Lord looks on the heart. He knows our condition. Am I ignoring that? This is what the Lord desires. And we have warnings in Scripture that our prayers can be hindered by sin. You remember what Peter instructed the husbands about. He says, live with your wives in an understanding way, lest your prayers be hindered. And when he said that, I don't believe that that is the only thing that can hinder your prayers. It's one example of the kind of situation where you're not addressing something, and your prayers can indeed be hindered. And so we do not want to bring the Lord a sacrifice of prayer and praise when we are not addressing the besetting, glaring, big sin that we need to address and that is being left unaddressed. So that's the first thing. We need to come in humble, honest confession, addressing that which is most important. The second point of self-examination, am I here to worship in order to please others? This is a temptation living in community. We can be tempted to worship God because it will please others to do so. And human beings judge by external actions, and so that's all we can see fundamentally. We look at the outward, and we can only see manifestations of the heart, but we can't see the heart. And so each of us can be tempted to be an outward worshiper, hoping that others will see the acts of worship, rather than coming because we desire, truly, sincerely desire, to give and render to the Lord that which is due to him. And so we should examine our heart motivations and come recognizing that even if we don't feel like worshiping, this is what we need to do, and we need to do it with humility. Now, there can be a misunderstanding of this verse that I don't want any of us to fall into. When you read the word wicked, it does not mean the true Christian that struggles with sin every week. Because if I think that my prayer might be an abomination this week because I sinned in some way, how could I ever in confidence come to worship the Lord? I could never bring any prayer in praise because there would be some remnants of my flesh that would render my prayer an abomination to the Lord. That would be really hard. But that's not what it's referring to. The wicked here are those unrepentant, faithless people who render outward acts of worship, who are unconverted, who are not in Christ, and therefore, because they are not in Christ, their prayers cannot be a delight to God. But the upright here are not the sinless. The upright are those forgiven sinners who draw near in faith in Christ, seeking the Lord's mercy and seeking to walk before him in holiness. And so I don't want us wondering, is my prayer an abomination to the Lord? Instead, we need to examine our heart motivations, humbly confess our sins, and receive the forgiveness of Christ. That's why we always come back to the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is only through him that our prayers can be a delight to God. We remember the words from 1 John 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is our advocate, brothers and sisters. He is the one that advocates on our behalf before God the Father and says, receive the prayer of the sinner, given in humble and sincere repentance. And we remember the words from last week, Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I want us to draw near with full assurance because of the blood of Christ, that we can come, we can confess these things, and we can know that our prayers are a delight to God through Christ. And so the purpose of the proverb this morning is that we would honestly and sincerely come before God with our sacrifices of prayer and praise, knowing that He knows our hearts. And let us be open, let us be honest and full in our confession. This is who we are, this is what we've done, and we ask forgiveness and we receive that forgiveness through Christ as we hear that promise of pardon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do confess by nature we are wicked. By nature we cannot do that which is pleasing to you, but we ask that you would receive our prayers of confession and forgive us, not because we deserve such forgiveness, but because of your Son Jesus, who is our advocate, who pleads on our behalf. We ask, Lord, that you would give us a greater honesty and humility in our worship, that we would not come as hypocrites, as insincere, as offering worship to please others. We ask that you would help us to come in true humility to confess the real sins that we need saving from. Convict us by your Spirit through this word from Proverbs to walk in humility and honesty before you, and that we would have true heart religion. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.